Todd Madden, he did dwell. He fell in love with a handsome maiden, the parson's servant Sarah Bell. It was at Todd Madden where these true lovers, at the parson's house, their love did tell. And none in the world will be more constant than Miles Weatherhill and Sarah Bell. But they were parted, broken hearted, separated were those lovers far. Those constant lovers adored each other, and love will penetrate through iron bars. They would have married, tales were carried, caused displeasure as you shall hear. Miles was refused to meet his lover, and she left Todd Madden, Lancashire. She left her true love broken-hearted, and to her mother at York did go. And o'er the distance they were parted, caused sorrow, grief, and pain and woe. All through his sadness, Miles in madness, he made a deep and a solemn vow. Separated from his own true lover, he'd be revenged on Parson Plough. Four loaded pistols, a fit of frenzy, Miles to the vicarage went forthwith. And with a weapon wounded the master, and he shot the maiden named Jane Smith. To the lady's chamber, rage and anger, bent on destruction, intent to kill. He took a poker and he beat her, till crimson blood on the floor did spill. If Miles and Sarah had not been parted, those in the grave would be living now. And Miles would not have died on the gallows for slaying the servant and Parson Plough. At the early age of 23, in the shades below where the worms do dwell, come all ye people and consider Miles Weatherhill and Sarah Bell. Thank you. the sky was dark and the night advanced. When a convict came to the Isle of France, and around his leg was a ring and chain, country was of the shamrock green. Oh, I'm from the shamrock, this convict cried, that has been tossed on the ocean wide, being unruly, I do declare, I was doomed to transport these 7 long years, when 6 of them, they were up and past. I was coming home to make up the lost, when the winds did blow and the seas did roar, they cast me here on this foreign shore. With some brandy he cheered the convict's heart, although the night is far advanced, you shall find a friend on the Isle of France. Sent a letter all to the Queen concerning the wreck of the shamrock green, and his freedom came by a speedy post. The absent convict they thought was lost. God bless the coast guard, this convict cried, for he saved my life from the ocean wide, and I'll drink his health in a flowing glass, and here's success.